When it comes to your finances, go for the credit card that's always there for you. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, that means no more waiting for, quote, normal business hours just to get a hold of someone. We're talking real service from real people whenever you need it. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Should I build a website for my freelance coding hustle? Hey there, what's up, listeners? Welcome to Side Hustle School. It's Chris Guillebeau here. Today, we're going to go to a listener question from Mason in Atlanta. Mason is a dedicated listener of the show and a freelance programmer. All right, sounds good to me. So if you've got a skill, if you've got something you're good at and you want to find a way to make money with it, what's the best way to do that? There's all kinds of ways to do that. There's all kinds of questions you have to answer as part of that process. And what we like to do here on the podcast is simplify things, give you some practical action steps, just a path forward that you can apply right away. So of course, we do this through lots of case studies, questions from listeners, and my whole goal in answering these questions is not just to help the specific person, but really to help lots of listeners out there who are kind of just going through similar issues or trying to find their own path forward, right? So Mason has been thinking about making a website to showcase his work, to attract more clients, and he's a little uncertain about whether this is the right step for his business, because it could also just be a distraction. Like, not everybody needs a website. So let's look at the question and try to figure out, you know, does this freelance programmer need a website? And if so, what's the simplest and most effective way to make it? That's what's on tap for today. So glad you're out there. Quick shout out to our sponsor, and then we'll just kind of jump straight in.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to BOLL&Branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My name is Mason, calling in from Atlanta. I found your show while researching tips for programmers, and I've been hooked ever since. I've been running a small side hustle offering freelance coding services. Lately, I've been considering creating a website to showcase my portfolio and attract more clients. Your tips on optimizing websites have been handy, but I'm uncertain about the best approach for building this site and how to make it effective. Could you provide some more specific guidance on this?
Hey, Mason, thanks for being out there. Congratulations on the side hustle thus far. And so let's talk about building a website. As I briefly alluded to, you know, not everybody needs a website. It's kind of like social media. It's like sometimes that can be very helpful. Other times it's a waste of time, right? So for somebody like what Mason is doing here, I think a portfolio site could be very helpful. Portfolio site is a very basic website that's just kind of like, here, I'm kind of staking out my claim. So you can make this in a day or less. And let's see what Mason wants to focus on. Optimizing the website, best approach for building it, how to make it effective. So I would say, first of all, don't overthink it. Let's focus on that portfolio aspect. I wouldn't try to add a blog or any kind of content that needs to be updated on a regular basis. I don't think that's necessary here. I think you just want to have a pretty professional about page, a contact page, maybe highlight any work that has been done, any testimonials. If you're trying to target specific clients or from a specific field or a specific area, then, you know, probably want to do some SEO around that. use relevant keywords in your copy and in the meta tags. That's all pretty simple. Any platform is going to help you with that. And speaking of platform, there's just so many these days. Since we're talking to a coder here, he might be comfortable using WordPress or even something more customizable, but anybody else could opt for a more simple solution like Squarespace or Wix. There are others out there that are just kind of like, you know, click and drag here. And then like anybody can make a website by clicking a few buttons. So I would say keep it simple. Let's focus on the portfolio aspect. Avoid anything that requires ongoing updates. And instead, focus on improving your GitHub presence, for example, which is really important for coders. Or if it's somebody else out there, you know, focus on improving whatever is important for your particular industry or field. So you don't have to build a huge website. Build something simple. I like it, Mason. Good luck. Listeners, if you have a question or a situation, a scenario, an idea, sidehustleschool.com/questions. We'll continue to feature them throughout the whole year, every single week, new episode every day. In fact, it's all completely free. My name is Chris Guillebeau. You're listening to Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.